show, and we got an early morning live stream, and I got country music star Ryan Montgomery on the show, and thank you, David Hollenbach and Hollenbach Leadership, for being a great sponsor for us and co-host. Hey, Ryan, thanks for stopping by, man, and you know, it's got to feel good, the continued rise of your career, right?
Man, it's been unbelievable. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
It feels good, right? So how did it start? How long in your career, when did you finally, when you were young, say, I'm going to be a country music star? Was that always a dream? Man,
I feel like there was kind of two starts. I played my first ever 3-hour gig with a full band when I was 12. And that was kind of my first ever start of doing kind of live music and performing and stuff like that. But it wasn't all country at the time. We did rock and we did some pop stuff and all kinds of stuff. It was a 3-hour show. But at 18 was when I was like, man, I really want to do this. And I started just kind of playing some bars and down in Florida. And then I was like, I just want to get out in front of more people. How can I get out in front of more people? And I thought, I should go out to our local amphitheater and perform at the tailgates. And so that's how I really got started, was I would literally take my truck out to our local amphitheater and drop my tailgate down and set my speaker up and just play country music for everybody out there tailgating. And I did that for about a year, and it was hot. The sunburns were crazy. We'd play for 4 hours before all the big country concerts, but I started to build a little following in Florida. And then went to Nashville and recorded my first single, Drop a Tailgate, which was kind of about all of that, and put that out. And everybody reacted to it really well. And it's just built and grown from there. But that was the real start, was those tailgate days.
Wow. So that's how it started. And then you continued to hustle from that, right? You knew that was an important part of the whole process.
Absolutely, man.
Okay. Absolutely. You know what? I think that the big interesting thing is, let's talk about the new single. Whiskey and Smack, yeah. And like how that developed, and then we'll go from there into more of the firefighting and military, why that's important in your videos. But let's go with first the song.
Yeah, Whiskey and Smoke's a really, really, really special song. It you know, we all the stuff that we've been working on that's coming out, Whiskey and Smoke was the first one, and you know, everything about it, from the day we went into the studio and started recording it in Nashville to shooting the video for it, it's just been such a special process. And it's been the longest process of anything we've worked on. We worked on the track for the single for about 6 months, which is a really long time. You know, you can get a track done in a week, you know, pretty comfortably. But it was just so much time and tweaking and trying sounds. And we just got it to a place where I give so much credit to my producer Brandon Hood. He's phenomenal in Nashville, and we really got it to a place where it just feels special. It really does. And the song is special, and I think the track turned out so special. And it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever put out. It's got such a cool blend of you know, kind of the hip-hop stuff, of the rock stuff, and of course the traditional country stuff. And it's just, man, it's a really special song to me, and everybody's reacted to it really well, which has been amazing.
Well, it's also amazing, again, the writer that wrote it, because of who he's worked with. This is where the rise of where you want to go, right? You want to go to that kind level. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been really special. Everybody that's been a part of this song has been, it's been so cool. Truly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now talk about why firefighters in the military. Why do you have that involved in a lot of your videos and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, you know, the military, and it runs pretty deep in my family. My great grandpa, he fought in World War II, and was really close with him before he passed away. And then my papa, my dad's dad, he was kind of a war hero in Vietnam, and he's, you know, one of my idols. And he actually lives right next door to me in Florida when I'm in Florida. And so kind of my connections there to the military are pretty deep. And I have a lot of friends that are firefighters and police officers and SWAT and all that stuff. And but one specifically, one of my best friends, she's actually a female firefighter. She's a really small girl. And she worked so hard for almost 2 years to pass all the tests, the physical tests that you needed to do to become a firefighter. And she finally did it. And so when we were kind of looking for an ending to the video, I just thought it would, you know, the song's called Whiskey and Smoke. I thought it could be kind of a cool twist to highlight, you know, highlight the people that make the biggest difference for our country, and just kind of put that in there at the end of the video. So we did that.
Yeah, the first responders talk about how hard their job is. You talked about firefighters, police officers, what they have to go in the line of fire all the time. And really, they don't. And the PTSD, which is, as I mentioned, again, David Hollenbach and Hollenbach Leadership, David's gone through it. He's a former fire. He was a fire chief and he dealt with PTSD. And I've dealt with other talking about that. So this is the challenge that they go through, right? And on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Is when they come home, how do they take it away? Let it go. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about specifically enough. Where do you get a lot of your influence in music from? Who do you think?
Well, you know, I grew up in Florida, so I was surrounded by so much music. I was surrounded. My dad's a huge rock fan, so everything from Metallica to Nickelback to, you know, Linkin Park, it's huge influences on me. To reggae, of course, growing up in Florida, Bob Marley is a huge influence on me. I think the first music I ever remember hearing was Bob Marley on my grandpa's boat in the ocean. And country, of course, I'm a huge George Strait fan, huge Florida Georgia Line fan, Jason Aldean fan. Hip hop, I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan. So Lollipop was my ringtone, I think, when I was about 4 years old, which was probably very healthy for my brain's development. But those really, really impacted me growing up in Florida for sure, and shaped the kind of music I make and who I am today.
Well, I ended up singing with Sedalia Marley the first year I was covering the Miami Book Fair. So that's my connection to Marley. And and I've had a lot of celebrities sing. Have any of the tours so far asked you to sing a bar or not? Ryan. Anyone ask you to sing?
No,
they have not.
Haven't done it.
Well, you want to? You can go ahead live and sing right now.
Oh my god, that'd be good.
I'm gonna awesome, put you man. On the spot. You don't have to, but you know, I could go the laundry list of people that have.
I love it. I love it.
Are you going to sing a bar?
You going to what?
Sing a bar, anything of your songs.
If you want to sing a bar, one of my songs.
Yeah.
Man, if I had a guitar, I would. I don't have a guitar.
Oh, you don't have a guitar. We'll have to set that up for another interview then.
Yeah.
You need the guitar. Is the guitar the thing that's like your security blanket, not just sing, just to sing?
Yeah, you know, I'm not. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily an acapella singer. That's probably not my forte necessarily.
All right, well, again, I always ask, what is your ultimate goal as a musician? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish?
You know, when I first started doing this at 18, you know, and I really decided I wanted to do this, the goals that I had set was I wanted to record Nashville quality music, and I wanted to have a tour of some kind, you know, and maybe do like 100 people a night. And we have just so far surpassed that. I put out 20 songs, all recorded in Nashville. And, you know, we headline venues, 1,000 to 4,500 every night. And it's unbelievable. I feel so grateful for where I'm at now. And I just feel like, you know, kind of whatever God has in store for me, I want to try to take it as big as I possibly can. So, you know, whatever that ends up looking like is great.
And then when's that next step for you as an artist? What do you have to accomplish to get to the next level?
What would I have to accomplish to get to the next level?
Yeah. What's the next step?
Just, I want the songs to do better. I want to record the best music I can. You know, I want the most people to hear them as possible. And I want our shows to get as big as they possibly can. You know, ideally we're going to be rocking stadiums, you know, that's the goal. So, you know, that's kind of the big vision.
And it's all about right place, right time situation.
For sure.
As an artist, for sure. Now, where are you touring? Where do you tour to do a lot?
We're gonna be touring most of the country this year, which will be a really, really good time. I haven't announced all of it, but I've announced a little bit of it, so it'll be a really fun time.
Oh, so you'll be going all over the place, and you said you're playing in mid-sized venues, right? Pretty much,
we are
like from small baseball stadiums to what kind of like
Oh no, not that big. I wish we were doing that big. We do stuff, concert hall type
Concert halls.
venues.
Okay.
Yeah,
Have you ever
yeah.
come to Pittsburgh?
Never. We've never been up there.
Okay. So are you going to be going to the Northeast, or are you staying more in the South, you think, your tour?
We're planning on coming up to the Northeast.
Okay. Interesting.
So we'll see if we can pull it together. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Who are your favorite artists right now in country music?
And country music. Wow, that's tough. There's so many great artists out there. Man, Jason Aldean's one of my favorite artists. I just love the rock side of the music that he brings. And Keith Urban's one of my favorite artists. I think he's just timeless. Kenny Chesney's one of my favorite artists of all time. Tim McGraw is one of my favorite artists. Luke Combs, I think, is unbelievable. Yeah, that's probably a good short list of artists that I really, really love.
Oh wow, okay, awesome. And the travel for you, what do you so you travel how many days a year? So that's gonna be a
Oh
challenge.
man, I have no idea, honestly, at this point. It just depends on my schedule. It really does. This first part of the year, I was traveling almost every day. It was unbelievable. But yeah, it really just depends. We travel a lot. I don't know how many days exactly, but I'm moving.
You're definitely moving. Is there's a website for people to check you out, right? And go ahead and
There is. Yeah,
yeah.
Instagram's the best. Typically the best place to connect with me. Just my Instagram is Ryan Montgomery Music, but if they want to go to my website, that's great. Everything's on there. It's just ryanmontgomerymusic.net. Yep.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks again, man. Thanks for
Appreciate
coming
you.
by.
Thank you
And
so
you're gonna
much.
bring your guitar next time you come on the show. All right.
Absolutely will.
All
For
right.
sure.
Sounds good.
Thank
All
you
right.
so
You're listening
much.
and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.